a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Hello, and welcome aboard the Paul Gallant Show on this November 1st of 2023. I'm Paul Gallant. Some call this the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It's a show you can jump aboard by calling in. As you heard Spencer Tillman say there, by texting in, you can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You may be disappointed to see that today I am not wearing a costume. I believe some people thought there might be a chance that, like on Friday, like on Monday, like on Tuesday, that I would be wearing some sort of costume to celebrate Halloween, which of course is my favorite holiday. Some also may have believed that I would be wearing it for Dia de los Muertos, for that is a holiday that is, from what I understand, similar to Halloween. But guys, I am not going to do that. And you might hear this voice. Well, it's finally time for me to show you all what I sound like in real life. I've been constantly speaking with a different voice, nasally, some would say kind of gay, voice for my entire career, and I think it's time to be serious. I think it is time for me to move on. So, I know last month for me was Sober October, and this month is now going to be No Fun November, because the Paul Gallant Show, we are eliminating fun. I thought about that person who commented yesterday long and hard on the text line who said that I'm the worst radio show host in America. And I think it's time to give the people the thing that they are listening for, which is, of course, to talk about sports. And there's so many sports to talk about. Tennis, badminton, pickleball, pool, billiards, etc., etc. But of course, we're going to talk about the World Series. And in this World Series, the Texas Rangers, yes, they have a 3-1 series lead. But that's not the actual story here. We need to talk, as we begin No Fun November, about the decline of American society. The television ratings for the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks are about as low as they possibly could get. And that's very sad. And I know a lot of people are uncomfortable with having television rating conversations on the radio. They find it to be boring. They find it to be a waste of time. But not in No Fun November. We need to talk about it, because the decline of ratings for these World Series, what was once called the Fall Classic, it is a direct reflection upon the decline of American society. So many people that are so buried in their phones. So many people that probably should have not gone to college, had gotten a trade job. So many people just unable to pay attention to a game that once defined who we are. And that does make me sad. So we could talk about that. We also could talk about the do's and don'ts of talking about sports. I don't know how many people watch Speak for Your Pizza, I think. I don't know. I'm honestly, off the top of my head, I don't know the Fox programming on the television side of things. But I do know that Nick Wright, some other guy, and Chris Broussard host a television show in the afternoons on Fox Sports 1. And something very unfortunate happened.
And he's going to move, but it's not going to work well.
Nick, I think James, is the man retarded? I mean,
shouldn't use that word, but sure.
Developmentally disabled?
Sure.
To think that he is going to go to the Clippers, where they have Kawhi Leonard as the number one option, Paul George as the number two, and still Russell Westbrook there, and think that he's going to shoot 25 times a night?
Listen, I didn't know what you were going to say tonight, today. I'm shocked. This is not going to work. What's going on?
Let me apologize for using that word. I have my first cousin. We just put him to... He died a few months ago, a month or two ago. He was developmentally disabled, so I didn't mean to use that word.
Of course.
I apologize to the audience and everything.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I don't think anyone would kill you for it.
Sean Mapes, why are you laughing?
Here's the thing. I can't do it.
The timeout. Right.
No, my November is over.
The time that Nick Wright was talking after Chris Broussard, you could hear Chris Broussard's brain like racing of like, you know what, I should just apologize right now.
So you heard my professional broadcaster voice just a second ago. A professional broadcaster, when something like that happens, you move on. You just move on and hope no one noticed. And Chris Broussard said something that a lot of us, I'll raise a hand up, a lot of us say off the air, probably a lot more than we should. I don't think it's a word that is meant to make an entire group of people feel small or less than. It's just, in some people's eyes, a more effective way to say that person is really, 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 really stupid and or dumb. Doesn't make the word right. But Broussard then, with that explanation, is one of the funniest things I've ever heard on TV. Nick Wright's trying to be a professional. He's trying to move on. He says very quickly, you shouldn't say that word. That's really all that needed to be said. And can we play Broussard, Sean? Can we play him explaining himself again? Because I'm sorry, that is hysterical unintentionally.
Let me apologize for using that word. I have my first cousin. We just put him to. He died a few months ago, a month or two ago. He was developmentally disabled, so I didn't mean to use that word.
Of course, I don't.
I apologize to the audience and everything.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I don't think anyone would kill you for it.
Nick just wants to get back to the conversation.
Nick Wright is like, can we please talk about the LA Clippers?
Literally, James Harden. Let's talk about him. LeBron James, the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know.
Other guys, start shouting things. Guy sitting in the middle of this clip. Start saying things.
He shouldn't have said that. This is the why Chris Broussard is somebody that perhaps needs to be appreciated more. I only block 3 people on Twitter, the app now known as X. And I did it because I think it's funny. I don't want to let anybody know that they've bothered me, but I blocked 3 people. 1, Joel Osteen. 2, Phil Sims. 3, Chris Broussard. And I think I have to unblock Chris Broussard because this man has risen in the ranks of sports media pundits in a way that I just never will understand unless there's just constantly unintentional, hilarious moments like that. I mean, he said for a second, like, we put him down too. Like, that's another part of his walk back that sounds definitely worse than the word that he said at first.
Maybe if you're trying to be charitable to Chris Broussard, which I don't know why you would, especially in this moment. Maybe, I think he was trying to say put him to rest, but he hit the eject on that for whatever reason at the worst time after saying we put him, and then he hit the eject, where if he just said put him to rest.
That's all he had to do.
But he said put him, had a funeral for him.
It's a terrible spot to be in when you know you've effed up on the air.
Like,
everyone has done this in some way, varying degrees, Sean.
This entire clip that we just played, the entire clip from where Nick Wright is saying something, Chris Broussard asks a question about James Harden's intelligence, then tries to say developmentally disabled, sorry, and then Nick Wright again tries to get things back on track, and then he goes into how they had to have a funeral for his developmentally disabled cousin. All that happened in 45 seconds. Chris Broussard's career flashed before his eyes in like 20 seconds.
And I'm thankful, Sean, because I woke up this morning and I was like, I have no idea what to talk about today. I have no idea. I don't want to talk about the effing Rangers. I don't care about television ratings conversations. I think they're boring. I do. Less people are watching baseball. It just doesn't really resonate nationally in the way that it used to.
Especially when the Astros aren't in it.
Yeah. Who was going to watch the World Series if the Astros weren't in it? And there might be some people here. I know our friend Tab is probably watching it. This is not Tab call-in moment. No, I think we're so done with baseball right now because the Astros are out that we might not even talk about the managerial search. I guess Craig Counsell's the latest name that we're thrown in there. Yeah, exactly. TV ratings conversation, college football rankings conversation, which they literally do just to troll you so people will talk about it. Ohio State won. It's just so easy. So I'm thankful that Chris Broussard gave us something to work with, a serious conversation to work with to begin No Fun November. Texter commented, 713-780-3776. Paul sounds like Agent Smith.
If I talk like this, I suppose I could. Mr. Anderson.
I guess I could. I don't really hear it. I think the Cronkite Texan are definitely a lot more realistic. I think that's a lot closer. From the 713 says, I took it as we put him to rest. Yeah, but
He didn't say the word rest. That's the most important part of that word.
Yeah.
Especially when you start saying we put him.
He was so nervous in that moment. It just
rightfully so.
It gives me joy. And by the way, this isn't worth canceling Chris Broussard over. Him having Leader of Men on his social media profile and offering opportunities to book him as a motivational speaker, that is why he should be canceled. He is one of those grifters. He's one of those people that interviews himself and posts it on social media as if he is one of these deep talkers that everyone needs to hear the wisdom of. And, then you hear that moment on Fox Sports 1.
By the way, do you remember this was 2014 when he was like the NBA insider for ESPN, and he was on the SportsCenter set after LeBron wrote the article, or Lee Jenkins and LeBron wrote the Sports Illustrated article about how he was going back to Cleveland. And then while he was live on air, Chris Broussard looked down at his phone, put it back down. He said, I can confirm those reports that he's going to Cleveland. It's like LeBron literally wrote an article saying how he's going to go to Cleveland.
But he did confirm it.
He did the classic move where you just like, when you're trying to get out of something and you look at your phone and you just go, yep, confirmed.
You know what? Anyone can succeed in America. Even Chris Broussard.
Josh McDaniels has proven that.
Well, let's talk about Josh McDaniels on the other side. And there is a question to be asked about the Houston Texans that relates to Josh McDaniels. We'll do that next. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the only sports radio on FM in Houston. Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Maybe change JJ quarterback?
I'm not going to talk about that right now. Yeah. Thank you.
And that's the last we ever heard of Josh McDaniels as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. He was fired last night, along with Raiders general manager Dave Ziegler. Statement from Mark Davis, quote, "After much thought about what the Raiders need to move forward, I have decided to part ways with Josh and Dave. I want to thank them both for their hard work and wish them and their families nothing but the best." So that means linebackers coach Antonio Pierce will be interim head coach. That is the same Antonio Pierce that you might remember being on television shows like Chris Broussard not too long ago. I forget what television channel he was on, but I feel like he was somebody at ESPN that was there for a while. And I want to say starting in like 2010, 2011 or something like that. But I guess he hasn't been in the game for a while because he's been coaching in football at high school and then at the college level. Does this work? Does it not work? I don't know. Honestly, I don't even care. But he is the new head coach, and assistant general manager Champ Kelly will serve as interim GM.
I can't look at a guy in football named Champ without thinking of Champ Bailey. So every time I'm like, wait, that's not Champ Bailey. Who is this guy?
Whenever I hear that name, Sean, I think of Champ from the movie Anchorman. Whammy! He's the sports anchor who wears a cowboy hat. Maybe I should do that. Michael Connor did it yesterday. Interesting. Hashtag interesting.
Hashtag interesting.
So, look. What's next for the Raiders? That doesn't matter. I think it's interesting to look at it from this perspective. A lot of people are saying that this marks the end of the Patriot way outside of Foxborough, Massachusetts. People that are trying to replicate what the New England Patriots have been. It was strange that anyone hired Josh McDaniels. Denver was a disaster. The Indianapolis situation was a bad look. I don't know why the Colts wanted McDaniels as badly as they did. Obviously, they end up going with Frank Reich. That didn't work out. But at least they were decent during the Frank Reich era, for the most part. I guess it is true. I mean, why would you want anything that's coming out of that organization anymore? Brady's gone, and even I got to admit it. I was one of the most diehard Patriots fans in the world. It's essentially toxic. It's Chernobyl. There's no reason to go there. But it does make you look at the Houston Texans for just a moment. And a lot of people were whining about the lack of moves that the Houston Texans made at the trade deadline yesterday. And they used it as another reason to get mad at general manager Nick Caserio. A guy who I do think has gotten a bad rap while in Houston. I don't know if he could have done a better job when it comes to the coaching hires that the Texans made over the last couple of years. And I'm sure he had input, and he's not immune from the hirings of David Culley or Lovie Smith. But those hires were both uninspiring and made you think that, okay, this organization maybe isn't just capable of attracting names that give a fan base any shot of adrenaline life going into the football year. But what's interesting now is you got to wonder, who's going to last longer? Is it Nick Caserio as GM of the New England Patriots, of the Houston Texans, or Bill Belichick as head coach of the New England Patriots? Because that's going to be it. Then it's just going to be gone from the league forever. Some would call it a blight. I would call it a blessing from the gods. But I do think that it's done. But I don't know that it's a reflection on the Patriots' way not working. I think Josh McDaniels always was a guy that just has no idea how to be a human being. Like, has zero people skills, and it helps when he's on an organization that has somebody with the kind of clout that Bill Belichick has. He doesn't have to be normal while he's in that spot. But, I mean, this is also partly on the Raiders, too, right? Aren't the Raiders just idiots? Antonio Pierce is going to be the 12th person to coach a game for the Raiders over the past 20 years. That is surprising. And, of course, they gave John Gruden that massive contract, and then his emails got exposed. But it's not like he was good while he was the head coach of the team. And then when it comes to Josh McDaniels, I don't know what he was supposed to do with what he currently has. Like Derek Carr last year, okay, maybe you're supposed to get more out of him. I don't know. This year with Jimmy Garoppolo, who clearly isn't good, but has worked with Josh McDaniels before, I don't really know there either.
It's just crazy how they went from trading for Davante Adams to play with Derek Carr to then replacing Derek Carr and then firing their coach. Like, they did all of those things, like, within the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, the Raiders are a clown show. Like, it's crazy. They've been a clown show my entire life.
You're right, Sean.
I do not remember them ever being good.
I can't believe how dumb I was last year thinking going into the year that they'd be good. Because they got Chandler Jones, who also, forgotten story. Imagine Chandler Jones being forgotten because the Raiders are this much of a mess. And what's going on with Chandler Jones is really sad. Like, this is a guy I went to college with. It is really sad to see what's been happening with him.
Yes, and I mean, with all the other stuff, what was that last year, maybe the year before, with all their obviously Henry Ruggs, and I think it was Damon Arnett. God.
Yeah, like all just those first-round picks that didn't work out. Like, there's a long list. There was that safety that was featured on Hard Knocks, Abrams, right?
Yeah, I mean, at least he didn't go to prison. Because they had a run where their first and second-round picks were going to prison every year.
Yeah. Antonio Brown froze his feet. That was the only part of Hard Knocks that we saw Antonio Brown, not when he and the
Mike Mayock.
Mike Mayock. Another what?
Hi.
What? I never understood Mike Mayock love. Like, okay, cool. He's a television analyst. But I just remember him for basically like being convinced by Bill Belichick that Ryan Mallett was a really good quarterback and that teams should be trading a lot to go get him. And guess what? The Texans did. Oh, damn. We came back to the Texans on that. But, man, they have been such a bad organization. Is this on Josh McDaniels? Perhaps. Like, it's definitely partly on McDaniels. But there's a part of me, too, that thinks there are certain organizations that just can't get out of their own way. And I do bring it back to the Houston Texans with Nick Caserio because, of course, he is somebody else that came from underneath that Patriots tree, a Patriots tree that has produced little to no fruit. Like, Bill O'Brien is theoretically the best pair that has dropped from that tree. Mike Vrabel, but Mike Vrabel's different because Mike Vrabel played. He wasn't on that coaching staff, and he seems to be somebody that pushed back on a lot of the things that Belichick was trying to do. He actually had the ability to do that based off of the way that he played in his time there. But you look at Caserio, and then you look at this organization, the Texans as a whole, and you're like, hey, they're not the Raiders, at least. But are they that far removed from them? And I think for some, especially people that have checked out, I think a lot of people don't see much of a difference between the Raiders, how they're run as an organization, and the Texans, which is kind of unfair to the Texans because I do think the Texans have actually made some good steps in the last couple of months.
And at least no one's gone to prison.
Yeah.
I guess the Raiders have been better. Looking at the record, they are 3-5 this year. They're 6-11 last year. But it feels, and they made the playoffs the year before that. But it, like, I don't know. I don't look at Raiders fans with envy in any way. And that's how the last, even considering the last 3 years of Houston Texans football, it's like, at least they've just been bad, you know?
There is something I am jealous of. Their unis, their jerseys, their history. Must be nice to have that, huh? Tennessee Titans. It must be nice. But that is legitimately all that Raiders have. And if you were to do a battle royale brawl with NFL fans, Raiders fans are going to be at the very top of that list. Because Raiders fans take pride in this idea that they're outlaws, that they're a biker gang of sorts. It's strange. And I got to say, considering they are no longer in Los Angeles to see Rams fans and Chargers fans get into scuffles at SoFi does make you wonder, what would that place be like if the Raiders were still there? What would it be like? Just an absolute hellscape. Would L.A. be worse than it is right now if the Raiders were still in town?
I think L.A. would be... No,
it would be cooler, would it be worse?
They would have a team that has a home field advantage. They would have, a team.
I wonder if Raiders fans would keep all the crime in check. You know, some vigilante justice a la Batman.
I mean... We just talked about Henry Ruggs and Damon Arnett and Chandler Jones.
Boy.
They haven't been able to keep it in check, no matter what city they've been in.
No, that's true. It seems like that's like part of the brand. They want to keep it like that. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 975-925-713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. Up next, there are a bunch of teams that made trades yesterday. The Texans did not make one, and they should not have been one. I'll tell you why next. First, let me tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Last night, went back out in my Batman costume, put on some makeup, started speaking in a deep voice. What's going on in the Toledo game? I asked because I went to a bar so that I could watch Maction. Because Maction, guys, it's on every day of the week. And guess what? There's another Maction game tonight. You've got the Bowling Green Falcons and the Ball State Cardinals. Jason Whitlock University, huh? Bowling Green's 5.5-point favorites. I feel like both of these schools are in Ohio. Maybe they're not. Who knows? Who cares?
Ball State's in Indiana.
Same thing. The Midwest is just one state. But hey. You don't care about geography. You just care about making money. And if you go to mybookie.ag and enter promo code BET975, they will match your first deposit up to $1,000. You can bet on Maction, the NFL, basketball. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 for an awesome welcome bonus. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Everyone loves our chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
Some clarifications on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You might have heard in my bookie read that I said that Bowling Green and Ball State are in Ohio. Turns out neither is in Ohio. But in my defense, the entire Midwest is just one state to me. It's just cornfields and wheat fields, and there's like a few small clearings for cities. And then there's just Ohio, which is just rocky, earthen terrain that covers a large stretch. It's barren. It's been, well, let's be honest, probably even worse than it was before, seeing as what happened in East Palestine. But I'm sure things are fine. I'm sure that situation has resolved itself and that there's no issues with the environment that there are already. But, yeah, Bowling Green's in Kentucky and Ball State's in Muncie, Indiana. So thank you. Thank you guys for helping me out.
But we strive for excellence here.
We do strive for excellence, but we more so strive to hate on entire regions of the country for no reason other than we're just small and petty. Grinding on Coffee and Whiskey commented, some coaches should just know their place and stay in the coordinator position. Why would you ever do that? Imagine being told you should just know your place at your job. And in certain jobs, okay, yeah, you're at the bottom of a totem pole. I'm saying the customer service industry, you're kind of doinked. You're probably not going to rise up the ranks. You're probably going to have to go somewhere else to get an opportunity in a higher spot. But this idea that you don't try to be the head coach is so uncompetitive. So if you are a coordinator, yeah, you might know that you're better as a coordinator, but you don't want to try to make it work as a head coach somewhere else, especially if you've had the benefit of learning in your first time as a head coach. Because Belichick wouldn't have been a head coach if he never got that second opportunity. And I know a lot of his credit is due to Tom Brady. But early on, Bill Belichick was the reason that the Patriots were what the Patriots were. That defense was lights out. A defense that was a lot like the defense that he was working with in the late 80s with the New York Giants.
Another reason you always try to be a head coach is that, from Adam Schefter, the Raiders gave Josh McDaniels a six-year contract in January 2022. He has over four full years left on the deal that the Raiders are obligated to pay. That's why you become a head football coach. You make so much. You can be terrible at it, and you're going to make money for 5 years. Ask David Culley. Like, that's why you do it, is because you're going to make so much more money. And guess what? Guess what? Josh McDaniels, next year, could just be the offensive coordinator of the Patriots again.
I mean,
they could just do that.
Saying it next year, it might be now.
Now, do they already have their bye week? Can he just get in there?
Going to force Bill O'Brien out and put McDaniels back in. That'll solve everything.
It's like Dan Quinn is now an awesome defensive coordinator. Jim Schwartz, awesome defensive coordinator. Like, you can fail as a head coach and just go back to being a defensive coordinator and make a ton of money.
Okay. Here's another text. Uh-oh. We're really going down a geography rabbit hole on this No Fun November 1st. Bowling Green is 100% in Ohio, dude. You're completely wrong about Bowling Green University. There is a Bowling Green, Kentucky, but that's not where the college is. You sound stupid AF right now. Well, no one cares about Bowling Green, in my defense, whether it's in Kentucky or in Ohio. And no one cares about the school either. This is a very lame way of me defending myself for being completely wrong. Actually, though, he's wrong because Bowling Green is in Puerto Rico. So it's going to be a fun action game tonight. While we're on just me being absolutely terrible today, a text. This guy texted in yesterday to Paul Gallant. As I stated to you yesterday on Halloween, you chose the wrong costume. You should not have dressed as Batman. You should have dressed as the Joker because you, Paul, are a joke and the clown prince of radio. Postscript, to put it frankly, Paul, you suck as sports talk radio show host. That is why Seattle booted you out of their radio market. Shoe emoji, boot emoji, laughing while crying tilty emoji, tongue out emoji, heart eyes emoji, tongue out with one eye winked emoji, tongue out with eyes all over the place emoji, sunglasses emoji, devil emoji, Japanese devil emoji, clown emoji. To this person.
Why was there the heart eyes in there?
Because I'm hot. Oh. Not easy on the ears, but I am easy
on
the eyes.
Clown prince part? Clown prince of radio.
I think I'm going to roll with that.
Not a bad title.
I'm totally cool with that. I mean, I am a clown. I don't deny that at all. I try to have fun here. We're trying to make you laugh on this show. There's nothing that matters right now in sports. Like, this is just a terrible time. That's why we let off the show laughing at Chris Broussard. But I would love, truly, because this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, but I think a lot of you are scared of me. I would love people to call in and to try to do a radio show that they think would be better. And this is going to sound like I'm being sarcastic or I'm setting you up for a trap. No, I want to hear what you think is good. This is the most interactive sports talk show in the country. We will give you a platform. Tab is world famous now. Truly.
He doesn't call into this show anymore.
No.
Because he's calling into the Dan Patrick show.
He's
now
risen up the ranks. Yeah, he doesn't care about us anymore. We're kidding. We know Tab's still listening. We just don't want to talk about the Rangers. And we will find any way we can, if he does call in, to avoid talking about it. But no, I legitimately have always wanted this. The people that get mad at me, I want you to call in and we'll talk about it. Like that one guy who said that his, what, 8-year-old could teach me a thing or two about sports talk. Or the other guy who was calling me sweet boy. Like, it didn't go well for them, but they tried.
Yeah, I think that's wise. That, like, well, A, also, where we're at in society right now, it's easier just to text.
Yeah, that is true.
It's easier to text, period, and it's easier, if you're going to try to upset someone, it's easier to do it on Twitter, on via text, via...
Oh, no doubt about it.
Twitch comments.
TikTok, YouTube.
It's hard to actually, like... it's the whole thing. No, everyone's tough behind a keyboard.
There are limits to how much you actually can type on a YouTube comment or on a TikTok comment in particular. And it bums me out because when I get people that are mad at me online, I really do want to hear why they don't like it. I just want an explanation. L take is what a lot of people do these days. Why? Don't you want to do the why? Don't you want to do this for a living?
No.
But
it's
they
just
do.
It's easier just to go L take.
But
it's
Sean,
easier just to go, this sucks.
This
clown.
Is a job that a lot of people want. It is a very fun one and a very easy one. No doubt about it. You have the opportunity to do it on this show. And you have the opportunity to do it in life and basically everywhere you turn to have your take on things. But people don't ever have takes on things. They just say, no, wrong.
Yeah.
And it bums me out.
You know why? You know why? Because going L take, you're the clown prince of radio, is so much easier. It's so much easier just to regurgitate what other commenters say and being like, clown.
It's true, but it would be funnier if you put work into it. Like, that's what I'm trying to say here.
You don't want
to
put work into it.
But why not? Like, look, I'm not a comedy expert. The first time I did stand-up, I bombed. Like, crazy.
And you wore shorts.
That's the biggest problem, apparently. But, hey, I tried, right? And I'm going to go back up again eventually. And hopefully have better jokes. And hopefully get laughs. So I don't want to kill myself when I get home. Like, But I'm going to do it again. Come on, guys. Let's try.
Paul, you're mailing it in today.
Touche. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. Coming up next, just when you thought the world was getting too fake, fake nipples on bras, Brazilian butt lifts, just when you thought things couldn't get any more fake, we've got a possibly important leader doing something that everyone is calling out and might see him fade back into oblivion. Who are we talking about? You'll find out next. First, though, guys, I got to tell you about my friends at Pendleton Whiskey. There's a little cowboy in all of us. But most people, I think, look at me and you don't think of me as a cowboy. But Pendleton Whiskey has a lot of whiskeys that they offer. True Western tradition. And it's not just the original, which I like so much, which is smooth. It's refreshing. You've got all sorts of different ones. You've got the Midnight, which has been finished and aged for 6 years in American brandy barrels. There's the Director's Reserve. This sounds like a Paul drink. Maybe less cowboy. Warm notes of oak, cinnamon, and rye. Aged for 20 years. And guess what? Veterans Day is right around the corner. Pendleton has a 2023 military edition. They've teamed up with the Bob Woodruff Foundation to provide support to veterans and their families. That's what Pendleton Whiskey does for the community. That's what Pendleton Whiskey does in addition to just making a great whiskey made with the finest northern grains and cut with Mount Hood Glacier water. It's a whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us as well, even if maybe it's less believable that I'm one. It's Pendleton Whiskey. It's true Western tradition.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Planet Unicorn, hey.
Planet Unicorn, Unicorn Planet.
To the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
If you send a good zinger, we read it. The Astro season cut short like Paul's stand-up career, writes a texter. That's a good joke. Not a good joke. Did you know it's been 7 years since the Astros won the World Series against the Dodgers officially today? 7 years? makes me feel old. It was a great moment. I remember doing a radio show that night over at the Texans flagship, 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. I was very intoxicated by the end of it. I don't know how my voice lasted since I had two bottles of Andre champagne, you know, the finest stuff. $8 champagne, baby. I don't even think it was like cold. I think it was room temperature. Very bad hangover the next day.
Did you just like stop on your way to the station that day to get
it?
Or, okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering how you landed on it.
There is a liquor store that was right next to the Texans flagship that was also right in between me and my place. So it was okay. Nice to go there. And that liquor store was a gas station.
Did you, so you got it before the game was over though?
I got it before the game started.
What, so you jinxed the Astros?
Well, they won the World Series.
No, but you jinxed them. You
I guess
jinxed
so.
Them. If jinxes are Damn. Real, you jinxed them.
That's fair. Another commenter, Hans Chu comments, twitch.tv/ESPN975. I want 100% Texans talk. We need to discuss the backup punter. Hey, the backup punter was good, but then Cam Johnson kicked a 74-yard punt. Yeah, actual take on the backup punter.
The starter. Yeah, the starter is just so much better.
Cam Johnston could be Bill Burr. How about that?
How about that?
Scott has what sounds like a very interesting conversation. On the call screen, it says WNBA versus high school boys. Scott, what you got?
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, yeah. I'm trying to look it up. I was driving. I just pulled over. But I did see a snippet this morning. There's a guy that has offered $1 million to the Las Vegas Aces women's basketball team, who just won the championship, to play a state championship 2024 boys high school team. And he's betting $1 million that the boys high school team will smoke them. The WNBA has not said a word. I don't think they can say a word because, number one, I think he's right. And number two, if the WNBA comes back and says, tries to discredit him, then the public's going to say, well, you're scared because you know he's right. Or if they accept it, well, I think it would be like a nail in the coffin for the WNBA.
I think.
What do you guys think?
I think you answered your own question along the way there, Scott. Yeah, the boys would probably win. I would bet on them to win. I would want to see what their height is and size is, but probably, even though WNBA players are tall compared to me, I would imagine that would be the one real advantage that they would potentially have going up against a high school team. Outside of that, yeah, they're probably not going to do so well. And here's the other thing, too. The WNBA has nothing to gain from that. Nothing to gain. Well, we're going to start playing exhibitions against high school teams and potentially losing. People already don't take the sport seriously. So
the person that is offering the $1 million bounty on this, whatever.
Bounties aren't cool.
Carnival game is Clay Travis.
Oh, boy. I honestly, I'm bummed out that we promoted him. Like, I'd rather listen to Chris Broussard than Clay Travis. No one has been faker than Clay Travis, who it's very funny to see like where he has gone to as far as the way that he produces content from where he was to where he is now. And every time I see some of the stuff that Outkick the Coverage posts, and I'm not talking about the like blogs and stuff that actually have sometimes interesting points. It's more whenever I just think about like, who's the guy that has to post the slideshow of famous attractive woman in bikini. And they like write like, let's say, who's a good example of this? Paige Spiranak golfs in skimpy bikini. Like I look at that and I'm just like, man, this is what that gets the clicks, I guess. But imagine you're paying somebody to post that.
Also, like that guy who posts it, like then goes either home, goes to the bar or whatever, and someone goes like, so what do you do for work? Well, you know,
I post smut.
Yeah. On a porn website? No, on a sports website.
Yep, on a sports website. Guys want their fix. You know, some people still go to the magazine. Anyway, Sean,
It's right under the Colin Kaepernick story, actually. It's smut.
Skims. We talked about him yesterday. They're the official partner of the NBA. And I mean, as if women could not fake more things. That one thing, the mythical thing, you know what we're talking about here? Spanx, Brazilian butt lifts, boob jobs, nose jobs, Botox, all sorts of things. Now they've added a bra that makes the headlights pointy. Here's Kim Kardashian in an actually funny commercial.
The Earth's temperature is getting hotter and hotter. The sea levels are rising. The ice sheets are shrinking. And I'm not a scientist, but I do believe everyone can use their skill set to do their part. That's why I'm introducing a brand new bra with a built-in nipple. So no matter how hot it is, you'll always look cold. Some days are hard, but these nipples are harder. And unlike the icebergs, these aren't going anywhere. The Skims Ultimate Nipple Bra.
So they've partnered with the NBA. I don't know if there's going to be nipple bras for NBA players. They are fashion forward. I could see Russell Westbrook wearing one of those after a game.
They should have bulge underwear.
But is that a step too far, Sean?
No. What? They have padded bras.
Is bulge underwear a step too far? Well, here's the thing. We are not allowed as men to do it. There's so many things that, as a white man, you can't do in America today. I sound like Clay Travis right now. So many things you can't do. And you know what one of those things now includes? You can't wear boots that make you taller. And I'm not talking about just your traditional cowboy boots, which are probably going to add about an inch of height to you. No. I'm talking about the boots that Ron DeSantis wears as exposed by the internet. Ron DeSantis, who claims he's 5'11", was on with Patrick Bet David. And I got to say, this is very well done by Bet David, who, before giving him a branded pair of shoes that were clearly a sponsor of the show, he confronted him about his boots.
They're trying to say with this is that in your boots, you have heels.
No. That's what they're trying to say. Those are just standard off the rack Lucchese.
How tall are you, Governor? How tall?
5'11.
5'11? Okay. Why don't you wear tennis shoes and dress shoes?
I do wear tennis shoes when I work out. Yeah. 100%.
You do?
Yep.
Okay.
If you look at the anatomy of those shoes, it's very clear that he's wearing something that makes him stand up, because I've never seen those before and they don't look good. As a Metro man, those do not look good, sir. They look bad. But we're not allowed to do that. We're not allowed to fake our height. Those things that we see online to make certain things bigger, they don't work. You can apparently get extensions for your legs. You have to have them broken.
Yeah, like your shin bones, right? They make your shins longer or something. I've seen that. It looks
very
terrible.
Painful. You can supposedly do it with the homie downstairs. Calf implants. I know that they were an entourage. I'd be game for calf implants. Forearm implants, I have yet to see. I have yet to see forearm implants. I've said before I want Evan Gaddis's forearms. But it's a shame that women can have bras with pointy nipples for serious reasons, and we as men cannot pretend we're taller than we are with crazy boots where you are clearly walking essentially on your tippy toes. I wonder how you walk in those shoes. It does not look comfortable. Very carefully. I bet you, maybe that's why all these guys keep on eating bleep when they're walking on and off planes. We see that a lot from politicians these days. They're all faking their height.
The Tommy Tuberville one where he like slides butt first.
Is Tommy Tuberville faking his height so that he'll be reelected? Is Ron DeSantis doing that? Is Joe Biden doing that? I don't know. Fair and balanced. This is the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. There's a Twitch conversation about, like, you wish you were Clay Travis. Yeah, I do. I do, obviously. I want money. Money is great. Would I sell my soul for money? Probably. But I don't have to like him. All right, up next on the Paul Gallant Show. Is Nick Caserio the next Patriot Way guy to get got? Let's discuss. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com. Time to wake up.
Hey, you. You're finally awake. You were trying to cross the border, right?